to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this Tuesday, the 13th day of February, 2007. My regularly scheduled guest today is, of course, my guy, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. He'll be with us in just a few minutes. And I know you all have been waiting for this. Well, in the second hour of today's program, everybody that is going to be discussed on air has been called. That includes Ted Anderson of Genesis Communications Radio Network. I told him to tune into the second hour. Ladies and gentlemen, there has been no response from this network or this talk show host, or actually the owner of the network, of what has transpired in the last 4 weeks. And my thought on this, and I kept thinking about this, I thought, you know, people are going to perceive this one of two ways. Either he's taking the high road, or what they're saying about him is true, and he's just dummying up as to not prolong the inevitable pain. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what I was doing was handling this through the courts. And the court is not going to move fast enough on this one. But I am going to go on air today on the second hour of this radio broadcast to explain to the facts to the best of my knowledge what has transpired and who has, you want to know a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen? I wanted to spare the Patriot community out there more pain. You've seen enough over the last 10 years. Well, I'm sorry to report this in the second hour of today's broadcast, but you're going to need to hear it and hear it all. And I remember 10 years ago saying this on air myself, that one day you're going to wake up and the person that you loved and you trusted and you always thought was a good guy, he's going to be standing on the other side of the fence waving at you. Well, I think it's pretty close to that point. So I would invite you to tune in to the second hour of today's program. I'll stick around for the first one because Bob Chapman with the International Forecaster is a world-respected economist. He just cuts through all the stuff, and we'll be hearing from Bob here in just a few minutes. So keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to listen to the second hour of today's broadcast because I am going to explain what we have learned here. Okay, we're not done with this because this runs really deep, but it does involve Mr. Alex Jones, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. We have had 6 talk show hosts stolen from this network, and whatever they're being told is so horrendous that they won't even speak to me directly. That's how bad it is, and I'll give you one indication that Alex Jones has been calling people and telling them, I beat my wife. See, this was all a buildup. And I will explain the entire situation in this second hour. I'm sorry to have to do this, ladies and gentlemen, but we have somebody down here in Texas and also in Minnesota that wants to see this network and all the people that listen to it driven into the ground. And I cannot let that happen for the sake of this network, for the sake of the listeners, but more importantly, they're a little short-sighted for this entire country. We'll be back with Bob Chapman right after this.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years, unknown by most people. Even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products. Created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I have with me Mr. Bob Chapman. Robert, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. Here I am again.
There you are, and here we still are. Appreciate you coming on the program today. I was going over your newsletter here, and there's some funky stuff going on. What, in your mind, has been the most bizarre thing that has happened since we had you on last Tuesday?
Gee, I think the revelations that are going on with the Scooter Libby perjury trial, it seems that just about everybody in the White House was involved in getting the word out on the... Pardon me?
No, I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
Oh, everybody was involved in the exposing of Wilson's wife, the CIA
Valerie
agent,
yeah.
Valerie Plame. And the breadth of what's going on or has gone on there is really astounding. The president, the vice president, Karl Rove, Libby, and Wolfowitz, and there's a whole host of people who are involved in this. And, you know, originally they all said they had nothing to do with it. And finally, in the court hearings that they had, the minutes were released. And like Wolfowitz, admitted to informing two people of Miss Palm's vocation, and he omitted one of the people that he told. So he's open to perjury now as well. But it is just a plot of revenge is what had been going on. It's incredible the lengths that they went to punishing Wilson and his wife for exposing the fact that they were lying about weapons of mass destruction and Niger yellow cake and all of the things that went along with it.
But that doesn't really matter, because once you do the damage, once you accomplish what you want to accomplish by besmirching and going after the leaks and doing everything else, well, that's not helping Valerie Plame or her husband at this point in time, when the entire planet, Bob, knows that the reasons why we went into Iraq were absolute fabricated lies.
Well, that's true, and you're right about the Wilson Palm family, but I wish that the special prosecutor had pursued treason charges rather than perjury, because that's what he should have done. And obviously, behind the scenes, there was something going on that he was just allowed to pursue perjury against Scooter Libby. But hopefully, some more trials will follow this one.
Well, the only trial that I would want to see is this is almost like who was the blonde bombshell that fashioned herself after Marilyn Monroe, that was 39 years old, that married the multimillionaire Anna Nicole Smith. Now, she has been in the news for the last 4 days. It's one of these, it's almost like a parasitic story. You know, it's drama, it's Hollywood, it's entertainment, it's all of these things rolled into one. But yet we sit here and literally watch the destruction of our great country. And all of these criminals, Bob, are running around in Washington, D.C., and we're sinking further and further into the abyss.
Well, you're absolutely right. We are. And I don't know that we're getting anywhere with the trials. That's this particular trial. And that's even more disconcerting.
The situation in Washington, D.C., now, in your newsletter this week, you talked about Mr. Brzezinski, about the goings-on. A lot of people, Bob, are saying that, well, the United States is just doing this in the Middle East because it is an empire. But that's not true. They're only part of the world empire, the George Bush clan, the Clinton clan. They are all part of the same cabal that wants to see this country rolled into their globalist quagmire, and they have been working overtime. This is the question that I had repeatedly. You know, why is it about we need to go after George Bush about 9/11? Why do we have to go to, after George Bush about him lying about the reasons of going into Iraq? Now, we can see the stage being set for the widening war in the Middle East. The stories have been hot and heavy, the lead up to a possible action against Iran for the last couple of weeks. But why are we even talking about this when we have a problem here with the man that's now seated in the White House? Because we saw what he did with the North American Union, which is the final step in getting us into this global environment.
Well, the original plan by Brzezinski for the Middle East was laid out 25 years ago. And Bush and his entourage were following that plan, and they made a mess out of it. And I'm sure you...
Oh. There you are. You dropped there for a second. Sorry about that, Bob.
Okay. The testimony with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which I had in the International Forecaster, and I've got more commentary coming out tomorrow. And I think that the people who run the show at the top of the Illuminati heap are very disappointed in what's going on, and they want to change course, I believe. And Mr. Bush doesn't want to do that. And I think that could be very dangerous for him, even though he's one of the clans, so to speak, because they just may eliminate him. And I do not think that they want to go in and extend their visit to Iraq, nor do I think at this time they want to go after Iran. And yes, it would be nice to impeach George Bush, but do we have time to do so? And will Congress even move in that direction? And I don't think so, because I don't think that the Democrats want to take those political risks at this time. I think they'll go along with the program, unfortunately.
Well, and I think you're correct there, because, Bob, you know, I've said this before, and I think I said this the last time you're on the program, talking about the midterm elections last November. And the Democrat Party was saying that, look, you know, we need to put an end to this. We know George Bush is a bad guy. And, yeah, there was a little politicking going on there to win seats in Congress and the Senate. But almost to the man and woman were saying such things as, well, we know that Bush lied about the reasons for going to war in Iraq. So, ergo, what we're going to do when we get into the seats of power in Washington, D.C., is we're going to get out of Iraq. We're going to get out of that situation. And I have seen nothing, absolutely nothing, to the contrary. They're going along like little handmaidens.
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, obviously it's going to continue.
With Mr. Brzezinski, you said in your newsletter, spoke of a widening quagmire that unchallenged could engulf Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, Pakistan, and perhaps Syria. And you say that most Iraqis do not identify with the Islamic fundamentalism and al-Qaeda, and they say they're engaged in strife because the American occupation of Iraq destroyed the Iraqi state. And you further go on to say that the neocons believe that Iran is a pushover because it's politically divided and economically and militarily weak. America's vague and inflammatory talk about a new strategic context is breeding intensifying anti-Americanism and is increasing the danger of a long-term collision between the U.S. and the Islamic world.
And that's what Brzezinski said. And I think, you know, fundamentally he's correct. I think that's where it is headed. And I know that Europe is balking. Everything that I can get out of Europe is that, you know, we don't want to do that. And they're continuing to trade with Iran, and they're in a difficult position. They're supposed to be allies of the United States, but they don't want to go along with the Iran program either. And so there's a lot of cross currents in there. And what Brzezinski says about the Middle East is true. It'll be an ongoing civil war. Occupation forces, in one way or another, will be in there for many years to come. That's not what the American public wants, and obviously it's not what the Illuminati wants either. Otherwise, Brzezinski wouldn't be saying what he's saying.
Well, are any of the neocons starting to get the idea that the tide is starting to turn against them, that this plan has been unfolded? We have displayed what the neocon agenda was as spelled out back in 1996, and that Mr. George Bush and the Vice President of the United States, as well as his cabinet, as well as many people in Congress and in the Senate, are going along with this plan.
Well, yes, they are, and they have been. And at least for the next couple of years, they probably will continue to. And that's because they are beholden to the people who run things from behind the scenes. This neoconism is nothing but corporatist fascism, and they all know that. It all depends on whether they're going to stay in their jobs as representatives and as senators, and that's all that interests them. You know, they just got to say what they have to say to stay in office.
All right, we got to take this break. We'll be back on the other side with my guest today, Mr. Bob Chapman, right after these few kind words from our sponsors to this network.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, folks, we are back. Tell you what, I must have struck a few nerves out there. Just had the owner of a network call in. One of their talk show hosts call in, threatening suit. They don't want this story to come out. And I'm telling you, in exactly 36 minutes, spin up the recorders, ladies and gentlemen, because what I'm going to say is going to be for the record and the survival of this very network. If you thought there was duplicity in the New World Order, wait till you hear this one. All right, back with my guest today on the subject here of the Middle East. Is there any indication, Bob Chapman, that you're getting that is telling you that there's going to be an imminent move right now in the Middle East concerning Iran? You've heard the run-up stories as well as I.
Well, they dispatched another task force, and so we're talking about three of them over there in the Gulf. That's an awful lot of firepower. The cost of sending those task force over there must be extremely expensive. And as you know, the government, the administration has asked for, about 50,000 more troops. And quite frankly, I think that they're shipping them over there already, irrespective of what Congress thinks. And I believe that they are going to attack probably sometime around the end of March, early April, and I think that they will follow up their aerial bombardment with sending troops in. And That's the way I see it going at the moment.
All righty. On the issue here of immigration in this country, and it's actually an illegal invasion, we've seen the likes of the Brown Beret out there, the La Raza, Reconquistas, that they firmly believe that this country belongs to them, at least a good portion of it, and they're here to take it back. And I've even read quotes from Mr. Gutierrez saying that, well, even if we have to kill Mr. Gringo, kill them all, that's exactly what we're going to do. Now, there's been a lot of talk about putting up a fence along the borders, but we know that balkanization process and how you turn a country inside out is you get the people warring against each other. This is what transpired back in the 60s. Now, there was some good that came out of the 60s into the 70s. But what we're seeing right now are people that have absolutely no wish or desire to blend into this culture. What they're doing themselves is taking a good part of this country, building their own infrastructure, building their own, if you will, new country within a new country. How seriously, Bob Chapman, do you take this, well, we need to shut down the border rhetoric coming out of Washington, D.C.?
Well, I don't think that it'll be funded. And the administration has every intention of using a virtual border, which would be put in place by Boeing and a Israeli subcontractor. A system which, incidentally, heretofore has proven that doesn't work. As far as, and I don't think Congress will fund a barrier all along the border or most of the border, because the Democrats want amnesty, generally speaking, for the illegal aliens that are in the United States. I've been following La Raza and the likes of Reyes Tijerina and people like that since the mid-1960s. And this political movement is funded by the foundations, which means it's funded by the Illuminists, and it has been from the very beginning. And it's to, as you said, cause conflict within people within the country. These groups do not reflect what the average illegal alien thinks, nor the average Mexican-American thinks, nor the average Mexican thinks. They are a splinter group. You might compare them to, as far as their power is concerned, with an Al-Qaeda type of operation, which is extremely extreme, that most of the people who are involved one way or the other have no use for. But it's they exist to cause trouble, and that's what they're doing.
Well, I think Bob, the big tip off here was, you know, and I'd asked this question for the past several years. What's happening in the communications industry? What is happening with your government? It first started within governmental services. If you wanted to place a phone call to them, they wanted to know if you wanted to hear it in English or Spanish. First, my reaction to that was, well, what do they think, that we're now living in Little Mexico, that we need to have a tape instruction here in Spanish so people can understand? But then I watched the entertainment industry. I watched the radio and television industries. I watched them all going strictly Spanish. I saw a real problem with that, because if people come to this country, and we are literally a melting pot of a lot of different nationalities and a lot of different cultures, and that's how this country was built, but with one difference. Heretofore, that the immigrants that came into this country, they loved this country, its ideals. They understood that freedom of speech, freedom to contract with whomever you want without governmental interference, was where they wanted to be. But when I saw the Spanish thing taking place, what I saw was them literally building a culture within sight of a culture, with the eventuality of destroying the host. Now, I don't know if you're going to run a symbiotic relationship. Generally, the parasite wants the host to live as long as possible, but evidently that is not the case. Bob, we've got to take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Bob, your newsletter, you talk a little bit about Senator Joe Lieberman. He's he came back in the political scene to run as an independent. If that was pretty smart on his part, because if he would have run as a Democrat, he probably would have got defeated in Connecticut. But you say that he suggested it was time for Congress to weigh a war against a terrorism tax as part of the budget process. What is he proposing, a tax to fight this phony war on terrorism?
And that's why he was assisted in his election by the neocons, who refuse to participate or to fund or to help the Republican candidate who ran in an election. And that's how Lieberman was able to win the seat. But he's just another appendage of the neocon movement. In fact, he's extremely pro-Israel, as you probably know, and is one of their beacons of light, if you may, in the United States. But he wants a war tax. What's behind it? Who's behind it? I would think that the administration is, so they can tax the American people to go on with their wars for profit.
And there is a handful of people that are making an obscene amount of money off of this exercise in the Middle East right now. But they want to widen this, and this is the danger. I was hoping, against hope, that when the new crew got into Washington, D.C., that somehow this process would be slowed down, but apparently it is not. I mean, this is an absolute train wreck, and there doesn't seem to be anybody with enough courage. You know, I don't think we can wait until 2008 until Ron Paul runs for president. Not that the forces of this planet would not come out against him, because the neocons, this would be an absolute disaster for them or anybody associated in this conversion, I might add, to fold us up into the New World Order, the global governance scheme, to put somebody like or allow somebody like Ron Paul to even get out there in the public venue and speak about these issues and then become a viable candidate for that presidential seat is something that they really can't suffer. Their time clock has been thrown off right now. But if we actually had an honest president in the White House, and if we could find, and I don't know where we would seek an honest vice president, you know, I've seen many names, Bob, thrown into the ring as to who Ron Paul's running mate might be, but this is something that they cannot possibly allow to happen.
Well, I agree with you, and I don't believe it will happen. But what I do believe is what you've just mentioned, and that is the issues will be put forward. And that is very, very important to them, that they don't want that to happen. It's just like Republic Broadcasting. They don't want you to be on the air because you're going to tell the people the truth. And goodness gracious, they shouldn't be told the truth. And so that's what Ron Paul would do, and that would set their program back, whether he get elected or not. So his running and his being in the limelight, hopefully for a year and a half, would be very, very important to slowing down their progress. And I don't know that we can hope for a lot more than that, because they control both parties. They control the purse strings. They bought just about everybody who hasn't been compromised. And so I think that's the best we can hope for.
The budget that's that Washington is trying to put together, this is absolutely insane. Some of the numbers that I'm seeing here, we've added $2.3 trillion to the deficits, and half of that deterioration due to tax cuts. And when you say something like that, Bob, a lot of people will immediately react to that and saying, well, you know, gosh, tax cuts, you know, that's good. Other people will say, well, we've got to tax people to the government to function, but they're being duped here. We are literally being taxed out of our socks. So somebody might look at somebody like George Bush with his phony tax cuts, and really, again, what they are is, well, we'll cut taxes here, but we'll generate the revenue someplace else, which comes out of the American people's pocket to begin with. A lot of people are confused about that.
Well, it's a game of musical chairs. All the tax cuts, for the most part, went to the wealthy in our country, and that's why he wants to make them permanent, so they can permanently loot our economy. And you know, that's hard for a person like myself to say, who has been on the right all of his political life, but it's the truth. And the American public is spending more money than they're making. They don't have any money put away. Of course, government talks about 401ks, but you know what happens if the Dow drops from 12,600 to 7,600? All of that liquidity that is supposedly there disappears in a vapor. And so, really, it isn't there, because most people can't access it either without paying taxes on it until they're retired. And so the public doesn't have any money. And the average person is probably a few weeks away from bankruptcy. And now on top of that, we have the price of homes coming down, interest rates are going up. lenders are tightening up because 22 subprime lenders have already gone under on the short term just in December and January, if you can believe that. And we got a lot more ready to go. And so the tax cuts really haven't helped the public very much.
Well, and again, it's just a shifting. I mean, the government right now, Bob, your estimates, what does it take to actually run the federal government on a daily basis?
That I can't answer because I just don't know. I do know that the waste is monumental, and that also goes for the war, which is an off-budget item. And it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse.
You have in here about Russia and wanting to negotiate a deal with the United States. What's behind that?
Well, I think they want to avoid warfare in the Middle East. But at the G7 meeting this past weekend, which is not included in that publication, Mr. Putin said that the U.S. has unilaterally gone ahead and broken the promises made when the Soviet Union broke up of not extending NATO into Eastern European countries, and now they have their troops or troops that are under their control on Russian borders, and now they want to put in missile launching capabilities in Poland and the Czech Republic. And this only leads Russia to believe that if the U.S. does that, that they will have to do something countermanding. Russia, I think, tried to be friendly, and that doesn't work with these people. And so Russia is taking a different tact on their own, and quite frankly, I don't blame them. Mr. Putin just finished a trip to the Middle East, and he went to Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and both of which are strongly, you might call it even extreme, Muslim countries, to make a deal to form an OPEC on natural gas. And Russia has been selling dollars and buying gold and other currencies, particularly the euro, and they're just moving away from what the United States is doing. And again, I can't blame them for doing that. Our foreign policy has been an absolute disaster because of the greed of the people who are running the United States. I mean, they've got to have wars to make more and more money, and they're not happy with what they've got. They've already got billions, but no, they need more. And that's really what this is all about.
In the job markets, Eastern Kodak outlined a cut of 30,000 workers, up from an estimated 27,000. It's already eliminated 1,200 jobs in the fourth quarter. And when most people think about Eastman Kodak, they think film. And the digital camera craze that has hit the marketplace has had a detrimental effect on Kodak, but Kodak is not in the dark, let's say. They saw this thing coming. Now, is this because they weren't able to make adjustments to the new market trends? Or what's going on with Kodak, Bob?
Well, it's basically a chemical company. And I think they're having trouble competing like all American companies are. And that's because foreign countries continue to devalue their currencies so that their goods are competitive. And how they do that is they print their own currency. They take it and they buy dollars. And that makes the currency depreciate. Then they take those dollars, and not knowing what to do with them, they buy U.S. treasuries. And that keeps the United States government from going bankrupt. And but anyway, to get back to Eastman, they are suffering like other major companies are suffering. They can't compete. And that's what's going on. And it is an expressed desire of the elitists to completely devoid the United States of productive capability. They want everything shipped in, perhaps with the exception of creating armaments of one kind or another. and they want it to be a totally, the United States to be a totally service economy. And I've got some statistics coming out in the new issue regarding that. And at the rate they're going, I'd say in another 5 years, there won't be any industry in the United States. And so that's what American manufacturers, chemical companies, and others are facing. It's called globalization, free trade.
And this this statement that you'd heard repeated ad nauseum year after year after year, well, these Mexican immigrants are just in the country to do jobs that the American worker is not willing to do. Well, Bob, if we're going to eliminate manufacturing, of which we've eliminated, what, 70-some percent so far in this country?
Well, it's higher than that. It's over 80%.
It is, over 80%.
In fact, to be precise, it's probably around 86%.
Okay, so we got 14% of our American workers sitting there idled by manufacturing jobs that they used to have. They've been trying to find jobs in other sectors in the service-oriented economy, not making any durable goods or not doing any of this. What do you see? And I know that you've probably looked at the auto industry. Ford is in trouble again. General Motors is in trouble. They arrogantly sat back and watched the Japanese, where every American thought, well, the Japanese just made junk. They were started producing world-class cars, much as what Germany used to do, but did it for considerably less price. And the American consumer caught on that if I'm going to spend $15,000 or $20,000, I'm going to buy something that I can rack up a quarter of a million miles on the thing before I have to junk it or major repairs. But Detroit sat back and watched all this going on. They were at least 10 years behind the curve trying to catch up with the Japanese. They've been trying to merge. There have been talks going on with merging U.S. auto companies with foreign manufacturers. What do you see on the drawing board for the, should we use the term big three anymore?
Well, I think to explain quickly why they are in a position that they're in is that this was planned. This is done deliberately to put these companies out of business or at least shrink them down to a very small size compared to what they used to be. And that began in 1980 when both Ford and General Motors started laying plans for plants in Mexico, Argentina, and then in China and India. And so this is nothing new. This is nothing that is not something that just happened. It was planned that way, and it was planned that way to bring America economically to its knees. And you ask, why would they do that? They wanted to do that, and they are doing it in order to force Americans to accept world government. But as far as the big three are concerned, Chrysler has already merged with Daimler, and they seem to be doing reasonably well considering. Ford and General Motors are in serious trouble, and they probably will be merged with other companies, brought down to a very small size. Their vehicles will be produced in India and in China, and they'll be selling a brand name in the United States. Probably they will jettison about 90 to 95% of their U.S. employees, who made an average of around $31.50 an hour, who will now go to jobs that are making $10 to $12 an hour. And it's just ripping and tearing the heart right out of the United States.
But,
and it's being done deliberately.
Bob, the question is, I mean, Henry Ford, let's take a quick past in, let's take a quick walk into automotive history here, automotive past, if you will. Henry Ford, which was credited with bringing about modern manufacturing, the assembly line, and specifically talking about the Model T. He was watching his employees build these cars down in River Rouge plants where the steel mills and the manufacturing facilities were located. And he had a brainstorm. It wasn't that Henry Ford was the, let me say, the great benefactor to mankind, but he saw a market opportunity literally right under his feet. He saw his own workers in the plants building a product which they couldn't afford to buy themselves. What he did was give them raises so they could afford to buy, literally buy the product that they were on the floors working and sweating to build. That was a very shrewd business move. But who do they think are going to buy their cars, no matter what price range, when people are striving just to survive at $10 or $12 an hour?
Well, they know they're not going to be able to, but they don't care. The production will be just downsized offshore. And, of course, Henry Ford is long gone, and his whole family is involved in the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and and his ancestors are all part of the Illuminati.
Well, on the issue of Bill Ford, many people have said his Detroit Lions, which he owns, he's been using them for a tax write-off. Nobody wants a winner in Michigan, evidently, because this guy, I think the last time the Detroit Lions won a championship, it was in 1957, and I was 4 years old at the time. So evidently, they don't want any winners up there in Michigan. We'll take the break, come back with a short segment with my guest today, Mr. Robert Chapman, the international forecaster. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about.
I can't help it, folks. I got to sing with that song. I just absolutely love that. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? You have something also in your newsletter, Bob, that about the Michigan State Police up there ticketing truckers. And I am fully aware of this stretch of highway, traveled it many times. Two truckers were stopped and given tickets. They were traveling 2 miles over the speed limit. And what you say about that, and this was actually Washtenaw County Sheriff, and I think there might be a mistake in this, not Saginaw I-75. Washtenaw County is I-94. So at any rate, the state police are out there handing out tickets. What's up with that? Why are they?
Well, their retirement fund is underwater, and for the state. And so the governor has sent the word out, and they're starting there to raise the necessary funds through that venue. That piece that's in there was sent to me by a subscriber who lives in that area.
Very interesting.
One of the truckers who was stopped happens to be a friend of the subscriber, so the story is right from the top.
I understand. Yeah, I don't like secondhand stories myself. Too many chances for error in that arena. Anything else here? I've got a special segment I've got to do in the next hour. Any parting shots for our listeners here today, Mr. Chapman?
I think that it's very important for people to look at where they're at in their life financially. And we're coming into difficult times. And I believe we're already in a recession, and I believe it's going to get considerably worse. Just ask the people in Ohio and Michigan and upstate New York and parts of Illinois who have already been laid off. And so get yourself out of debt, particularly credit card and revolving debt, and try to get your vehicles paid off, because there's a good chance as we go along here, that one of you two breadwinners are not going to be able to make a living. And so things are going to be tough, and I think that you should pay special attention to that.
All right. Well, Bob, I appreciate you coming on the program, and we'll return to our regularly scheduled program next Tuesday. Until then, sir, keep digging up the good stuff that people need to hear about via your newsletter, The International Forecaster.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, over 100,000 people, ladies and gentlemen, read his newsletter worldwide. And appreciate what he's been doing. This is not what you're going to hear or see from the vaunted talking heads, the front dummies for Wall Street, or the people that just want to keep the status quo, keep us in a perpetual state of taxation, government waste, complicity, shall I say. Now it's apparent to everybody, it's no longer a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. It's a conspiracy fact that, in fact, they want the United States, Mexico, Canada, Central and South America in as a member partner of this wonderful global governance they're setting up. To me, ladies and gentlemen, that is the issue right now. We are literally under siege in this country by illegal invaders into this country to set up a cheap labor pool, dismantle. You heard Robert Chapman state that 86% of the American manufacturing jobs are gone. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have massive, massive debts, anywhere from $70 to $100 trillion that they're not telling you about, not being honest about. So, yeah, the tax cuts, though, they can't stay in place. The Democrats are right about that. But what they're not telling you is our whole damn government is evil and corrupt. And it's going to continue that way until good people stand up. But more importantly, they're able to be heard through a venue. Second hour coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I urge you not to miss this. I'm going to respond to what's happened to this network in the last 30 days.